This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. And what would be a reversal? The Biden administration is poised to approve sending M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. This is according to U.S. officials Tuesday as international reluctance to send tanks to the battlefront against the Russians begins to erode. A decision to send a bit more than 30 tanks could be announced as soon as Wednesday, though it could take months before the tanks can be actually delivered. U.S. officials said details are still being worked out. Ukraine is the war has moved the doomsday clock to 90 seconds to midnight. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer says there were other contributing factors in the clock moving forward.
The announcement also mentioned other contributing factors that moved the doomsday clock closer to midnight, which include nuclear weapon proliferation in China, Iran increasing its uranium enrichment, missile tests in North Korea, future pandemics from animal diseases, pathogens from lab mistakes, disruptive technologies, and worsening climate change as other existential threats to humanity.
As Russia has struggled to hold territory in Ukraine, the White House says that the Kremlin is increasingly relying on the Wagner Group to recruit thousands of prisoners.
John Kirby is the U.S. National Security Council spokesperson.
The casualty rates for convicts is extraordinarily high. As a matter of fact, what we think is that 90% of their casualties are convicts.
Moscow disputes foreign tallies of war dead, but it's clear Russia's convicts are dying at high rates. Ukrainian officials estimate that some 77% of the 38,000 Russian prisoners brought to fight in Ukraine have been killed, wounded, or captured, or have gone missing. Igor Tikhonenko, VOA News. New York.
There is more.
The announcement also mentioned other contributing
factors. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has criticized laws that criminalize homosexuality as unjust, saying God loves all of his children just the way they are. He called on those Catholic bishops who support the laws to welcome LGBTQ people into the church. Speaking in an interview Tuesday with the Associated Press, Francis acknowledged Catholic bishops in some parts of the world support laws that criminalize homosexuality or discriminate against the LGBT community. He attributed their attitudes to cultural influences and said that they need to undergo a process of change to recognize the dignity of everyone. Documents marked classified were found in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home last week. It is the latest in a string of recoveries of confidential information from the homes of current and former top U.S. officials. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The documents with classified markings make up about four boxes, according to his lawyer, and were inadvertently transported to the former vice president's personal home at the end of the last administration. His lawyer says that Mike Pence had been unaware of the existence of sensitive or classified documents at his personal residence until a search last week, and stands ready and willing to cooperate fully with the National Archives and any appropriate inquiry. The revelation comes as the DOJ was already investigating the discovery of classified documents in President Biden's home in Delaware and his former Washington office, as well as former President Trump's Florida estate. I'm Julie Walker.
Tuesday was another day of fury in Peru, as thousands of protesters took downtown Lima and were almost immediately met with volleys of tear gas amid clashes with security forces that often blocked their passage. More than 50 people have died in ongoing street protests in the week since Peru's elected leader was jailed, mostly demonstrators at the hands of police officers, but only a few international voices of concern have emerged. The relative silence of much of the regional and global community has dismayed human rights advocates who are calling for condemnation of the state of violence unleashed since Pedro Castillo was impeached and imprisoned for trying to dissolve Congress. Ships searching in the wind-whipped waters between South Korea and Japan have picked up at least 14 of the 22 crew members from a cargo ship that sank early Wednesday. South Korean officials said 9 of them remain unconscious, but they did not immediately confirm any deaths. They said the crew members will be airlifted to Japan for treatment. South Korean and Japanese Coast Guard vessels and aircraft, as well as 2 commercial cargo ships, were continuing the search for the 8 missing crew members in the rough waters. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.